40 years ago, South Australia held the largest Australian exhibition of women's art called the Women's Show. Now, in 2017, the Feminist Renewal Art Network is celebrating Adelaide's dynamic relationship between art and feminism with Fran Fest. The month-long festival brings together the history and contemporary practice of feminist art in Australia. Joining us now is artist, curator, educator and Fran member, Loane Furler. Good morning, Loane.
Good morning, Tom and Ian.
So how did the Feminist Renewal Art Network come to be?
Well, originally it was to celebrate 40 years of the women's show at Paynham in the old EAF, which was in the old jam factory. And 40 years ago, in 1977, it was the all-women's show. It was a national show, and it was a very impressive show. About 400 women came from all around Australia. It was uncurated, which was really good. And so when it came to 2017, well, this was 2015, we started thinking about 2017 and how good it would be to celebrate 40 years of that substantial exhibition of women's work. So that's how it came about. And so some of us got together. Jude Adams and Bridget Noon were the forerunners of us getting together because they had they were very keen on feminism. And invited me to join the committee, which was quite large for a while, and then people started dropping off. And then Mia Vandenbos also joined. So it was three generations. I'm the oldest, and Bridget's could be my daughter, and Mia could be my granddaughter. So I'm very pleased with the idea of having three generations to celebrate something. That, for me, is pretty exciting.
And what changes have you seen in women in art through that time?
Well, it's been really interesting because in some ways there have been substantial changes. In other ways, it seems like nothing's changed. You know, it's certainly easier for women to get exhibitions now. But if you look at the big picture, looking at the symposium that was held yesterday at the Art Gallery, she had a lot of figures and stats around showing that although there are more women involved, that for the positions of power, the men still rule. There's only, I think, one state director at the moment who is a woman. You know, they're nearly all men. Men still get the positions of power. So in that way, it hasn't really changed that much. There are some other women directors, but they're not necessarily in state directors, in state galleries.
Now, Fran is a series of exhibitions or various exhibitions, which we're going to talk more about later, which are ongoing. But as you mentioned, there was a symposium over the weekend.
Yes.
What was the sort of purpose of the symposium and what were you talking about?
Well, for some of those women who actually were in that 1977 show, some of them were there. In fact, there were some of us South Australians who were in that show, like myself and Anne Newmarch and Margie Dodd and a number of others. The women from interstate really wanted to participate and see what had actually changed. There are a lot of academics and artists, but particularly academics who have been writing papers for years and, you know, collecting figures and seeing what the changes were. So that they presented all of that and what was happening in their neck of the woods, which was pretty exciting in many ways, but still showed that that much had not changed radically.
So what sort of shared issues do you think are still being discussed since this original 1977 art show?
Well, the thing that fascinated me the most, and if we'd had another day at the symposium, I probably would have brought it up as an issue, was that the lack of men who attended because it was a feminist thing. You know, I'd love to see lots of men at a feminist symposium, but there weren't that many. The ones that were there were very interested in what was being said, but, you know, unless it's a whole body of men and women looking at what's been happening, how can we ever get anything changed?
Well, you know, you often hear that line from conservatives in politics about, you know, radical women feminists, but you don't have to be a woman to be a feminist, do you?
No, so, that's correct, and we don't all wear overalls and, you know, trudge
really?
Around.
Yeah. I wore mine especially for today.
Yeah, but we do include women who do wear overalls, but it's not, you know, a lot of my friends get worried that, you know, that they don't want to be called a feminist because they equate it with being a lesbian. It's not being a lesbian. You can be a lesbian, but it's not necessarily
It's not compulsory.
It's not compulsory. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be a lesbian, okay?
It's not some radical separatist gender movement.
No, it's very inclusive.
So what more can you tell us about Fran? What's the sort of view or mission of this movement?
Well, what we wanted to do on the committee was to have galleries throughout the state exhibiting, and so we've included three regional galleries, Ridot Gallery, Murray Bridge Gallery and Goolwa Gallery, Signal Point, along with, I think we got to nearly 60. Some of them are not included. We did a little publication, and it's online under franfest.com. We did a little publication, and some of them missed out on, got there too late to put on in the publication. But there are about 60 around the state, and they do include all the major galleries and some artists' initiative-run galleries as well. So we just wanted to show, I suppose, that we're still around. You know, we're here forever.
So can you talk a bit more about some of the exhibitions that are continuing?
Yes, I can. There's some still opening, like the Sister Gallery has an opening this Friday, and that's in Bowdoin. It's the old Fontenelle Gallery. And again, you can look it up on the website for more information. The Guildhouse has films on Sunday. The South Australian School of Art Gallery at UniSA has this exhibition called From There to Here, with some of us who were in the original, well, all of us were in the original show except for one, and that's that will keep going, and that finishes at the end of this coming week. So a lot of the exhibitions are finishing. Worth Gallery doesn't finish till about the 27th of September. I just have to look at my list, which I unfortunately left my main one out in the other room.
And all of the ones that you've just mentioned there, all the details are on the franfest.com.au website.
Yes, there's Praxis down at Bowdoin, and Studio Bowdoin has landscapes. And women right across the board have covered all aspects of art. There's, there's not a specific feminist type of art. We cover everything. So that's been particularly interesting.
Well, I want to touch quickly again upon this idea of the multi-generational aspect of FranFest. Was there much you and the other artists from this original women's show felt you could learn from the younger generations?
Oh, I certainly felt like I learned absolute heap. And I still can't get my head around a lot of the things that Mia Vandenbos has really knew a lot about, the transitional, transsexual, intersectional. I mean, I need to make a great study of that. When I grew up, you just liked people for who they were. You know, I never bothered about whether they were gay or, you know, straight or whatever. You just liked them or you didn't. So none of that gender stuff was part of growing up. We just liked them or didn't like them. So that has changed radically. So and being sensitive to all those issues, which having been a lecturer at AC Arts for years, I did get to learn quite a lot, but certainly not as much as Mia knows, and I think she's an expert on it. So that has changed radically.
Yeah, the increased visibility really allows these clearer but also more fluid boundaries to be discussed, right?
Yes, yeah, and I think the other thing that was became apparent yesterday at the symposium too was the racial differences. You know, like there's a lot more attention. Like in 1977. I don't think there was an Indigenous person in that exhibition, whereas today the feminists do talk a lot about Indigenous women's artwork, and there are a number of excellent women Indigenous artists. And I would imagine that because we seem to be becoming more multiracial, that there'll be a lot more discussion about that too if we have Muslim women artists and women from other races that are coming into Australia that are bringing in new cultures, or bringing new ideas into our culture, that it's not going to be a dead issue, feminism.
Look, what is the future for Fran? Do you plan to make this an annual event?
I think at the moment we're all a bit tired. It would be great, but the funding,
obviously there's a huge organisational effort behind it.
Yes. I mean, we'd probably need more funding, which is, pretty tedious having to ask for funding. Because we've all been volunteers, the four of us on the committee have been volunteers and have got some funding from Arts SA to, do the network, and there's some basic things. And then the History Association, Art History Association, helped put on one day at the gallery for the symposium. But it would be great to keep it going. One of the women yesterday suggested that we could set up a big van and it could roll around Australia, you know.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Yes. Look, here at Radio Adelaide, which we're a community radio station, we have a huge influence in the art funding sector, so we'll lean on some people for you, you know.
Yeah, I suppose the most important thing is to go out there and support art, support artists, and,
yes,
and particularly support artists that you're not familiar with and from these different aspects. And different cultures.
Yes, and different media too, because actually from the 1977 exhibition, it gave me enough confidence to start a women's band, because before that we used to just look at boys in bands thinking, oh, they're really clever. Then one day, you know, occurred to some of us, well, why, if they can do it, why can't we? So we started a women's band, but that, you know, was after the 1977. It gave us a bit more confidence that we could do it.
Well, it says something for a happening, if you like, if I can term the women's show of 1977, that the energy from that is still flowing out today.
Yes, it's true, yeah. Yes. Mm. No, it was very exciting at the time. Well, it still is, really.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
We've got just over a week left to check out some of these artists and exhibitions from FranFest.
Yes.
So you go to the website, Google FranFest, and there'll be a link on our website to that as well. Is there anything you'd last like to plug, Lorraine?
Oh, no, just how wonderful it's all been. Oh, the closing party will be at Mill, at the Mill, Adelaide, which is 154 Angus Street. And that is on the, 27th of September.
Fantastic. And people can get the more details from that off the website
as well. Yes, there are about 50 or 60 gallery notices on the website.
Awesome. It is also a great place to mill. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been great fun and really informative, because I'm not sure about Tom, but I myself really knew very little about Fran, and I feel I know a little bit more.
You'll have to come to the next symposium.
I will, definitely. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Loene Furler, visual artist, curator and Fran member. That's the Feminist Renewal Art Network, speaking with us about FranFest. And as we said, if you'd like to know more about the festival, the closing party and you know where to find the art, then head to franfest.com.au. You've got a little bit over a week to go.